Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
I've got several photos, crime scene photos, a picture of Jennifer, the mom in the Cheshire Murders at the bank. You can see what the house looked like and everything at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Facebook Radio Now 100.9.
We're continuing on with the Cheshire Murders here. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. What's going on?
All right, so we just found out Jennifer just got to the bank, and she's freaking out. She doesn't know, do I just do what they ask and try and keep my family safe? They've said they're going to let us go, or do I alert someone and get them to try and call the police?
Get help.
Always, always alert somebody.
Get help.
They're obviously going to say they're going to kill your whole family and whatever.
Of course.
I don't know. If you're in the situation, I feel like it's different. You actually have your whole family's
lives
at stake.
Wait, you're telling me, Ashley Flowers,
you wouldn't say something at
the
bank?
You wouldn't do it? Like, you're in the bank right now. It's happening to you. God forbid. You would just go along with it?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I've never been in that situation. I can't imagine.
You're dead. You're dead.
Well, let's just finish the story. So they're at the bank, and the teller asks if she can help. And Jennifer says, you know, I need to withdraw $15,000. And the teller hands her a bank slip. And she does decide that she's going to tell them. And so takes the bank slip, flips it around, and she decides to write on a note on there basically saying, listen, these men are holding us up. They're asking me to withdraw the money. They've got my entire family at home. And we need help. Please call the police. And there's actually a picture on my Instagram as well, at Indy Ash Flowers. There's a couple of pictures. You can see her while she's asking the teller for help. And this teller passes the note along to the manager. And the manager, while Jennifer is standing right there, calls 911.
Okay, we have the call. Listen to this.
Special emergency.
My name is Mary Lyons. I'm the banking center manager. We have a lady who is in our bank right now who says that her husband and children are being held at their house. The people are in a car outside the bank. She is getting $15,000 to bring out to them that if the police are told, they will kill the children and the husband. Her name is Jennifer Pettit, P-E-T-I-T.
Okay, she still is in the bank?
Yes, she is.
Okay, she's being held, her husband and family is being held?
Yes.
At their house?
Yes, they're tied up. She said they drove her here. I'm trying to look and see where she's gone. She went outside, but I see her walking now. She is petrified.
So she actually ends up having to leave the bank while she's on the phone. She tells the teller, I can't. I've already been in here like 15, 20 minutes getting this money. She's like, I can't wait longer or he's just going to kill my family because he is thinking I'm telling the police. So she knows that they're at least on the phone with the police. Jennifer thinks help is on its way. So she goes, takes her money, goes back into the car with Steve. And when she gets in the car, he's already furious. He thinks that she took way too long and he's berating her the entire way home. And when they get home, he's so furious that he just throws her down on the floor, wraps his hands around her neck and chokes her to death.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So even after he got what he wanted, and as far as he knows, there is no police. No one's following them. No one broke into the home. And he sexually assaults her after he murders her.
Gross.
And he finds out that while he was gone, Josh had also sexually assaulted the youngest girl, Michaela. So now they're even more concerned because before they were worried about their DNA and their fingerprints just being in the house. And now they have Mr. Pettit, who's in the basement, who's bled out. They have a body down there. They have Jennifer, who he just murdered. They've got DNA on Jennifer, DNA in Michaela. They've got two dead bodies. Like,
that poor baby, only 11.
So much is tied to them now. And so they're starting to freak out and saying, like, we can't. Do we let them go? Like, we'll almost surely be caught. She's probably notified police. And while they're sitting there discussing this and trying to figure out what to do, all of a sudden, out of the corner of Josh's eye through the window, he sees something like rustle and move in the trees outside. And he gets a little bit closer and takes a look.
The SWAT team.
Not a SWAT team. There is just like a single man in the trees, like watching them.
What?
And he's not wearing police clothing. He's not on the phone with anyone. And they decide, like, oh my God, someone may have seen us do this. And that right when that happens, they hear something coming from the basement as well. So these guys know that they have got to do something, and they've got to do something quick.
All right, we will conclude Murder Monday. Do you know where this is going? I mean, I guess you do. I have no clue.
I know the story.
I have no clue what the heck's about to happen. All right, tweet us. Let us know what you think right now. Joe and Alex Show. Use the hashtag Murder Monday.